life for me.
You're off the edge of the map, mate. Here there be monsters.
Not all treasure is silver and gold, mate.
Ahoy, me mateys. Today be Talk Like a Pirate Day, he is now playing, and this be Captain Arnie, ready to talk to you about Pirates of the Caribbean. It be the new retrospective series starting today, hosted by me and me crewmates Stuart and Justin. See, now playing ain't sitting on a chest of Aztec gold. To keep this ship afloat, we need listener donations, and so the spring 2017 donation drive be starting today, where landlubbers like yourself can be hearing 5 reviews of the Pirates of the Caribbean series, as well as reviews of Aliens and Planet of the Apes. We be releasing a new Pirates of the Caribbean show each Friday for donors, from now to the release of the upcoming film, Dead Men Tell No Tales. It seems some scurvy dogs have some confusion over this donation drive, so be sticking around after this preview and hear all the details on how you can get all these reviews. Savvy?
I think also what we're seeing in these early scenes is English society is very repressive, and that the father and the dresses he brings, a high fashion that he wants his daughter to wear at this promotion ceremony to catch the eye of this up-and-coming Norrington as he becomes Commodore, is constrictive. It's an obvious metaphor, but yes, it's the fact that she is being forced into this role and being groomed to be this bride of English society that's actually going to cause her to fall into the water and fall into the arms of pirates.
Ah, yes, the corset jokes. And you know what? I found them a lot funnier in 2003 than I find them today, for whatever reason. I mean, the jokes are so old. I mean, the fashion's so old that it's not like it aged poorly in the past 14 years.
I'm so over wearing corsets. That was so last decade.
That was a weird phase, Stuart. It really was.
I thought I worked it.
Gave you good cleavage.
Sure.
But it's also around this time, though, 10 minutes into the film, then the star sails in on his sinking ship, and my God, what an entrance. I still remember to this day the uproarious laughter in the Dollar Theater as all of us see him on this sinking ship, stepping right off of the crow's nest onto the dock and walking in, and like he owns the place, instantly bribing the deckhand there, "If you don't ask my name." There's just a coolness about him. And of course, everybody knows he's trying to play Keith Richards as a pirate. Everybody knows on set, people weren't sure what the hell Johnny Depp was doing, but he was a little uncontrollable. But one of the most iconic performances thus far of the 21st century.
I absolutely love this entrance. Where you come down on the first time we see Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow may draw your line on whether or not you can go with this series or this movie for now or not. Because to me, this tells you everything you need to know about this character without him saying a word. Right there on screen in front of you.
Yeah, and what was so great for me, again, when I saw it in theaters 2003, I had spent 3 months not looking at TV screens or movie trailers. I hadn't seen a frame of footage in a teaser. Nothing had been spoiled. Maybe if you knew how he was going to play it, it would be less funny. But I was stunned by this. I couldn't believe, I thought he was going to play it as you would expect in Treasure Island, Arg, the Long John Silver, you know, really ham it up. And it is a hammy performance, but what's so brilliant about it is you can't tell whether he's the best or the worst pirate. Really, all in way until the end. He's either brilliant or an idiot or both.
Yeah, that's one of the lines of dialogue is, "I can't tell if this is brilliance or lunacy," and he'll be surprised how close those two come together. And then Norrington calls him the worst pirate he's ever seen, and one of Norrington's men says he's the best pirate. So even people in this fictional 18th century universe are conflicted.
That's what's so revolutionary about it, is that you're behind him the whole way, but you're not sure if he's going to succeed. I think it's fair to say that he gets by a lot on deception. He doesn't win because he's the best swordsman or that he even has the best plots. He wins because he is devious. His mind is always thinking and singularly about, how can I get my ship back? He's got one agenda, and that is to win back the Black Pearl. And he's going to do that by stealing a British ship here in Port Royal.
Yet underneath all of that, there is something very real and caring about this character that you can see coming through. Maybe it's just Johnny Depp's eyes, you know? I mean, you can look into his eyes and see how dreamy he is, and maybe that's why this is good casting, but...
A lot of eyeliner.
True. But this performance, he does so much with the drunkenly idiotic bumbling, but at the same time, he feels like a trustworthy guy, even though you see him doing untrustworthy things right in front of you.
I've always equated this movie to Star Wars, and he's our Han Solo, and then we've got our really bland Luke Skywalker and Orlando Bloom, and our Princess Leia, the tough chick who doesn't need rescuing in Keira Knightley. And here, I think that they play it very safe, because Johnny Depp is funny when he's talking to the crewmen and trying to steal the boat. He never lies. He tells them the exact truth of what his plan is, and that confounds them even more. And they think he must be lying to say that. But the moment Elizabeth passes out from her corset, when Norrington is trying to propose, she passes out, falls off a cliff, probably couldn't have survived anyway, but Jack doesn't hesitate. He is the savior, while her fiancé stands above the cliff and is like, huh? What? Jack jumps down and gets all of his leather clothes wet so that he can save her without having an inkling of an idea who she is, or honestly, he doesn't even know if she's attractive. I seem to think he'd be more inclined to jump in after a woman he knew was attractive.
As much as he wants to sell himself as a selfish, single-minded person, you're right. There is a kernel of nobility here, and that is, I think, new too. Typically, pirates are either all bad, they're the villains, or if you go back like I did to Errol Flynn's first movie, Captain Blood, in 1935, they spend a whole lot of time showing you how he had to turn to be a pirate to fight evil British aristocracy, and that it was really the king that was the villain, and you had an anti-hero that had no other choice but to pick up the sword. And here, 90% of the time, Sparrow is going to make the wrong choice, but every now and then, for no discernible reason, he will decide to be a good guy. And that's this turning point here. And I also love when he drags her up on the dock and cuts off the dress. Clearly, you've never been to Singapore. I'm not sure. That's one of the biggest laughs of the movie, because I don't know what it means.
I have that written down in my notes as well. That one really got me.
I don't think they wore corsets in Singapore, so perhaps some of our listeners can point us in the right direction on that. I'll credit them in not making the British aristocracy buffoonish. The governor seems a little bit doddering and not up on everything, but Norrington, he, in most movies, would be the nerdy bad guy. You know, you'd have your real villain, but you'd also have this guy who's just as bad, just as nefarious. They give him depth, you know? It's not like she spurns him and doesn't immediately accept his wedding proposal, and he goes all egomaniac, I'm going to use my might and take down those you love, or anything like that. He remains sympathetic to the very end of this. In my plot summary, I said, Elizabeth chooses Will over him, and he's noble about it. So I actually like that they gave these characters, with their white wigs, you'd expect one thing, and they actually have a bit more depth than that.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth makes the choice we all would when faced with boring conformity, or the choice we'd like to think we'd make. You could marry a guy that's going to move up the ladder and be very rich and bring you all this stuff, or you could go have excitement at the high seas and, you know, all this adventure and daring do. And that's what we certainly want from this movie. We don't want a, you know, Merchant and Ivory period film. We want to see some blood. We want to see some excitement. So who can blame Keira Knightley when later she's warming up back at home and, yeah, she knows who she should marry, but she's, is she thinking about Depp? Is he a third wheel in this romantic triangle?
So if you'd like to hear that entire episode, there are several ways to do it, and it seems there's a little bit of confusion. It's really simple. First, we're doing the classic donation method like we did before. We've heard your requests. Some of you still want the ability to import these shows into iTunes and other podcast feeds. So for a donation, just like before, through PayPal, using the links at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate, for $10 or more, you get the 5 Pirates of the Caribbean reviews. Today's Curse of the Black Pearl, and the 4 other installments, one per week, although we are skipping 1 week just before the release of Dead Men Tell No Tales, as that week. For our gold donors, we have the Alien series. For $25 or more, you get all the Pirates reviews, plus 6 Alien movie reviews, including the upcoming Alien Covenant. Now, if you donated for our Alien series, through our Kickstarter or back when we did the series in 2012 with Prometheus, you're going to get that review anyway. We're going to be sending that to you. No additional donation necessary. But if you didn't hear our Alien shows and you want to get them in one bundle, you get those reviews plus the Pirates of the Caribbean reviews for $25 or more. And then later this summer, we're going to be doing a bonus review of the new Planet of the Apes films. And that is our platinum level donation for $40 or more. You're going to be getting a total of 20 bonus movie reviews. 5 Pirates of the Caribbean, 6 Alien, and 9 Planet of the Apes. And right now, because we've done these shows before, 5 of the Alien films and 8 of the Planet of the Apes reviews are all available immediately. And we even added a peaking level. We've heard the feedback. Some people, again, they want to hear the now peaking episodes in their podcast software instead of through Podbean. So for $70 or more, you get all those movie reviews, plus immediately 30 episodes of Now Peaking, our Twin Peaks review series, and then we'll be doing a review per week as the new season 3 of Twin Peaks airs on Showtime. So you're looking at close to 80 podcasts when you take Now Peaking, Planet of the Apes, Aliens, and Pirates of the Caribbean into account. But these episodes will be available individually as well through our Podbean page. So if you prefer to just pick up a specific episode of the series, you can go to our Podbean page. There are links from nowplayingpodcast.com/donate and get each of the episodes on a one-by-one basis for a slightly higher cost. Now, this donation drive is going on through the end of July. So if you want to donate using the classic method, PayPal, and get the links by email, you have until July 31st to do that. As for our Podbean page, the shows will be available on Podbean at least through the end of the year, but after the donation drive ends, the price of each show is going to be going up by $1. And then the third method of getting these shows is through our Podbean patron campaign, where people sign up to do a monthly pledge. It's a lot like the Patreon site, but Podbean does it specifically for podcasters. If you pledge $10 a month or more, we're not going to ask you to then go spend $10 more for Pirates. $10 a month or more on the Podbean patron, and you get the Pirates of the Caribbean shows, as well as other bonus reviews like the Warriors that we did, and some more coming up. We actually have what I consider to be really exciting plans. They used to be our Easter egg episodes, and now they're exclusives for our Podbean patrons. So we really want to encourage you to help out our show and donate during our donation drive for these new shows, because Now Playing does rely on your support to keep going. I know we say this in our end credits of every show, we say it verbally on most shows, and I hope that it's not becoming noise and people aren't hearing us. We have no sponsors. We have no ads. We don't stop in the middle of our movie reviews to push Audible or Little Debbie or various online retailers. And that's because of the donations of generous listeners like yourself. Without donors, the show cannot continue. We spend too much time working on the reviews to really go out and start seeking this kind of advertisement that we would have to clumsily insert into the shows. We're working hard to bring you all these bonus reviews, as well as our totally free Tuesday reviews week after week. We've not missed a week in years. Every Tuesday, a free review. But again, it's only because of listeners who donate that we can do this. To everyone who's donated, thank you so much. If you haven't donated, if you enjoy the show we put out every Tuesday, we do hope that you will consider putting a tip in the tip jar and donating, even if it's not $10. If it's $5, if you think that the show deserves a tip, every penny goes to keeping this show going, with costs that go up for the show year after year. So thank you again. I hope you get to hear the entire Pirates of the Caribbean review series. We had a lot of fun doing them. And come to the forums and let us know what you thought. So ahoy, mate, and we be talking to you later.
Gentlemen.
M'lady.
You will always remember this as the day that you almost caught
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Did everyone see that? Because I will not be doing it again.
Support from listeners like you is what keeps Now Playing Able to podcast weekly.
Because you and I are alike. And there will come a moment when you have a chance to show it. To do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
You'll have the chance to do something courageous. And when you do, you'll discover something. That you're a good man.
The film discussed in this podcast and all audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the well-known Pirates of the Caribbean films. Now Playing is an independent movie review podcast with no affiliation with Disney or any other company involved in the publishing, creating, or distribution of that film series.
Still thinking of running, Jack? Think you can outrun the world? You know, the problem with being the last of anything. By and by, there'll be none left at all.
The opinions expressed in Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Inganza Media Incorporated.
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly. It's the honest ones you want to watch out for, because you can never predict and they're going to do something incredibly stupid.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Abandoned ship or abandoned hope.